And we continue with Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, and we are joined by the Registrar of Voters in Humboldt County, our North State affiliate area, Carolyn Cernich. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you today.
Thank you.
And Tom Seaborn, our friend at KGOE, sent me some information that you have made decisions about what technology, what platforms will be used in the upcoming primary this June in Humboldt County. Tell us about it.
Well, we have tried to make those decisions, but we're, you know, this is government. we formed here in Humboldt County an elections advisory committee that would help us look at all of the issues, accessibility and so on, that we were faced with through HAVA, as well as everything else that relates to elections in our time. And it was the suggestion of that committee, the recommendation of that committee, that rather than the Diebold TSX machines that had been, I had been directed by the Board of Supervisors to negotiate with Diebold for only enough to become minimally compliant. We weren't going to replace our whole system mm-hmm. with the TSX machines, only add one to each polling place to become minimally compliant. But we've not done that. Instead, we're going to use, perhaps not for June. We're trying as best we can, but we're still a little stuck there. We're trying to use a system that is an assistive, low-tech assistive device for to assist the disabled in marking their ballot.
And that's called the vote pad?
The one we're looking at is vote pad. I know there are others on the market.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brad Friedman, I believe I read an item on Brad Blog about vote pad, and in general, you find it an acceptable, relatively fraud-free system.
What the disabled folks that I've talked to have, you know, said about it is that it allows them to vote. It meets the criteria in the Help America Vote Act, the disability criteria. And, yes, indeed, it gives you an actual paper ballot. It doesn't have these crazy electronics with the software code that is kept secret and so forth. So it's.
And, by the way, if I can interrupt just briefly,
yeah.
It's that ballot is the same ballot that every able-bodied voter at that polling place is voting on.
Exactly, and so that's why it's a late runner here as coming in as something that is a very good alternative, certainly to these touch screens. Now, we still have concerns because those ballots are going to be run through, and Cynthia, you can correct me here if I'm incorrect, but those will then be most likely run through a optical scanner. They could also be hand-counted, and I know we have had problems with the Diebold optical scanners, but in fact we do end up with a paper ballot, which bottom line is the most important thing, so that we can go back if there is any questions and look at these ballots and as well audit them, which is something that is very, very difficult to do with these touchscreen machines, even the ones that include these toilet paper roll thermal receipts, so to speak.
And Carolyn Cernich, what is your choice for the tabulation machinery?
Yes, he's right. We have been using, in 1995, I believe, this county contracted with Global for optical scan. Global was then bought out by Diebold. So, in fact, we do have Diebold optical scan equipment. But we do have paper ballots.
What is your level of confidence in the Diebold optical scan?
Well, Humboldt County is considerably smaller than some of the counties that you may be broadcasting into or from. But we have, through our audits in the past, we have not had any reason to, any reason for concern over the security of the ballots cast. That is, isn't it, the biggest thing, that the vote that is cast is counted as it is cast. And not manipulated in some way.
Seems simple, but yes, that is what we're looking for.
That's correct. So, to this point in time, our 1% or 1% plus, actually, manual recount of those ballots has verified that the results that we have received have been accurate.
Brad?
Well, one of the problems that we have with those optical, those Diebold optical scanners in particular, those are the very machines that I'm sure Ms. Cernich knows down in Leon County, Florida, were recently used in a test, a hack test.
That, the Hursti test, yes.
Yeah, the Hursti test that Ion Sancho down there allowed some computer security professionals to come in, and in fact they were able to place code, and this was the interpreted code we spoke of before the break, this special code, they were able to place it onto the memory cards, and the result was that even though the paper ballots were correct, if they were counted in full, the optical scanner printed out completely flipped election results. Now, Bruce McPherson, in learning about this hack, put a security team together at the University of Berkeley to look at what the Harry Hursti hack had shown. They confirmed, in fact, that it is a very real threat. They found 16 other bugs on the memory cards alone. And McPherson went ahead and certified these systems anyway with some provisions that, frankly, as far as I can tell from these provisions, and Ms. Cernich can confirm this, don't really give us the measure of security that we need. In other words, you can put code onto these memory cards even if they're locked into the machine, even if they're soldered in, frankly. So I think his security concerns were not were not adequate, and there is real concern that folks can get to these cards and they can hack an election without a trace being left behind.
Well, I wouldn't question what you're saying, but I'm confused a little bit because it was my understanding that the reason that Mr. Hursti didn't conduct his test in California is that, unlike Florida, where he was given unfettered access to the machine and the memory card and everything, in California they said, we'd like you to conduct this test in as if it were during an election, which would include, I cannot speak for other counties, but it was my understanding, and I know in Humboldt County, that those are sealed in to the machine. I mean, they're under seal when they're in the machine. And that was a deterrent to Hursti's test. He did not perform it in California. I could be wrong about that, but that was my understanding of the situation.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that they prevented him from being able to do, as I understand the situation in California, was having physical access to those machines. Now, in Florida, he was able to have physical access to that memory card, and McPherson's directive to protect against such a hack is, you know, to make sure that once those memory cards are in place in the machine, essentially that they're, as you said, sealed in there, that they never get removed. Now, setting aside the fact that we have learned that these this seal, the security tape, can in fact be peeled away without actually being broken, it turns out that there are apparently a number of other ways that if you have physical access to that machine, you can change the code that is on those cards. So simply because they stay in the machine does not mean that they're secure.
Okay, I don't know. You may be correct. But first of all, I should say that there are a number of different seals, and that tape seal that you speak of is only one of several. Ours, in fact, use a wire seal that would have to be physically cut and broken in order to be removed. It's not. We don't use the tape seal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know all of the different varieties of seals that may be available to counties in California. But I know the one we use is a wire device.
Okay. A simple question. Do you ever permit poll workers or precinct directors, whatever title you give them, to take a machine home overnight and then take it to the polling place in the morning? Or are the machines under your control at all times?
The poll workers do have them at their home and deliver them to the polling place. Before they receive them, that memory card is sealed in there.
Okay. Now, in reference to your decision to at least hopefully use the vote pad system for disabled voters,
yes.
What would the general population use?
The marked ballot with the bubble.
Okay, so it's just a manual ballot where you ink in the bubble of the person you're voting for, then it goes into the optical scanner.
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is considered to be relatively, Brad, right, one of the most reliable systems, absent the issues about the Diebold optical scan memory cards?
Well, indeed, yeah, because you do end up with a countable paper ballot that you can either audit or go back to. Of course, 1% certainly isn't, you know, sufficient to catch problems because you're going to miss them 99% of the time, essentially. But as she says, when those machines go home at night with the poll workers, anything can happen to those machines because they can be, my understanding is, they can be networked, they can be accessed through all kinds of ways, and information can be put onto those memory cards even if the memory cards are locked in the machine. And that's a very serious concern because that code can then be programmed to essentially delete itself the next day before anybody gets to see that what has actually happened to that code.
Carolyn, a comment?
You know, I don't have any comment to that. I have heard that comment before, and I've not been able to address it and prove it or disprove it. But could I tell you about one thing that we're going to try in Humboldt County in order to bring a little better verifiability to our system? It was suggested by a member of our Elections Advisory Committee that perhaps we could develop a system where as a ballot came out of, and this would be in a central count type situation, not at the polling place, but if we scanned all of the ballots that had been counted, and one verification would be that, yes, the machine says it counted this many, and yes, we have scanned this many, and now make available to whoever wants to count them by whatever method they wish to count them, here's a CD that contains all of the ballots for the precincts you requested. These are the ballots that we counted, and this is what we got. You count them by any method that you trust, and if we don't agree, by golly, we better talk.
That's a measure of transparency I certainly welcome. Thank you for joining us. Carolyn Cernich, is county clerk and supervisor of voting in Humboldt County, and I appreciate you joining us today, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you. We'll continue with Brad Friedman in just a moment, and Chris is still holding, I hope. Anybody else who wants to call, join us, 831-899-5792, or toll-free 888-579-2540. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show.